Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church Manila, providing you another video on the topic of Calvinism and the perseverance of the saints. And one thing that Calvinists like to say is that there is no such thing as a carnal Christian. R.C. Sproul is quoted as saying that it's the most deadly, ghastly doctrine, so evil and wicked to say the carnal Christian. If you're really saved, you're never going to be carnal. Well, is that what the Bible says? 1 Corinthians 3, starting at verse 1, "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you as on the spiritual, but as on the carnal." You say, well, Brother Stuckey, the church at Corinth, they're involved in so many sins. There's no way that they can be saved. It says, as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. When he talks about them being carnal Christians, he likens that to being baby Christians. Being carnal and being a baby Christian, babes in Christ. These are believers. These are saved people, but they're baby Christians. It's very clear the carnal person is the baby Christian. And if you go on with the passage, "I fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto you are not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am Apollos, are ye not carnal?" So he rebukes them and he says that they are carnal because there's envy, because there's strife. Look, no matter who you are out there, there's times when you might have some envy. There's times you might have some strife. And when you're not as mature as a Christian, that's going to be a lot more prevalent. And this was very common in this church, that people were envious and full of strife, and he calls them carnal Christians. But it's very clear from the context, he's talking about baby Christians. In verse number 1, then he says, "I fed you with milk." What do you feed a baby? Milk. Not with meat, with milk. So they were baby Christians. Now, many of them had probably been saved for quite a long time, and they shouldn't have been baby Christians, but they were baby Christians. They were carnal Christians, and carnal Christians are baby Christians in the Bible. So this idea that there's no such thing as a carnal Christian, well, I mean, the Bible flat out says that the carnal person is a baby Christian. That's what you see here in 1 Corinthians 3. In Romans 7, Paul said, "I am carnal." That's what he said. He said he has a body, he has a spirit. Yes, his spiritual man wants to serve God, but his body doesn't want to serve God. And we've got that battle. We've got to decide each and every day, are we going to live for God, or are we going to live for ourselves and live for the world? We've got both sides to us. And when you get saved, your desire to commit sin sometimes does not just magically disappear. No, it's tough living for God. It's not easy. And what you see in 1 Corinthians 3 is you're talking about carnal Christians. The truth is this, that most people that are saved remain baby Christians and carnal Christians basically their whole lives. Most people get saved and they never really grow too much. Even in a church, most churches, most of the people don't really read the Bible. Most of them don't pray. You know, most churches, most of the people don't go soul winning. They don't have a real personal walk with God. They're not trying to fight against sin in their life. And they could remain baby Christians until the day they die. And what they might need their entire lives is just to be fed with milk rather than the deep end times doctrines and the meat of the word. But, you know, here's the truth. They're still saved. That's what you see in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 and 2, because he says, babes in Christ are carnal and they're fed with milk. Thank you, and God bless.